Last week, hundreds of UC Riverside students and others participated in a host of protests marking the current political climate. Students organized and participated in at least two protests during which protesters blocked the streets near campus. And there was more. Co-founders of the Black Lives Matter movement arrived on campus later in the week. They said they wanted to talk about what students can do to endure the events that are leaving many afraid, angry, and hopeless. KVCR's Isel Quapio was on campus and has this report.
Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are welcome here.
To kick off the week, students from the UC Riverside Middle Eastern Student Center and from the Undocumented Student Program Center collectively organized a protest from the center of campus and onto Riverside City streets, temporarily blocking off University Avenue and Iowa. Demonstrators expressed that they were protesting Trump's order temporarily banning refugees and immigrants from seven predominantly Muslim countries. Demonstrators said they were also rallying against Trump's executive order to go forward with the construction of a U.S.-Mexico border wall. Protesters said they were also against Trump's actions toward cutting federal grants for sanctuary cities. UC organizer, who calls herself Z, said this about the turnout of the protest.
That protest was really bringing people together because the wall that 45 presented, that's not just the first wall that he's like, that's already created. There's the wall between the U.S. and Mexico. It was beautiful to see different faces at this protest and just standing in solidarity and what it means to stand in solidarity and, undocumented folk speaking in regards, to the Muslim ban and they understand. And it's just like, I feel very, very powerful.
Later in the week, co-founders of the Black Lives Matter movement, Alicia Garza and Patrice Cullors, came to the UCR campus. Alongside a banner with their ubiquitous hashtag, Black Lives Matter, Patrice Cullors wanted to give students advice and guidance on how to cope with the current state of politics.
For those of us, for those of y'all out there where you feel so overwhelmed, you're like, are you serious? Another thing, right? Another terrible order, another terrible appointment. Just know, around you, there is a great resource. Every single one of us collectively bring a great resource. And so it's about tapping into that and figuring out what is your best contribution in this moment.
Towards the end of the week, students from the UCR Native American Student Program Center organized a protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Before marching around campus, students danced in a circle together, holding hands and creating a spiral to symbolize unity. Many of the same students who attended the previous events showed their support by showing up to the protest and shared their deepest concerns.
Oil companies have been given too much power, and it's time to speak up. We can no longer let this happen. A lot of people will suffer if this continues to go on the way it has been going. So just please keep on educating anyone you know, your parents, any friend.
UCR student Joaquin Malta was one of many who had attended all of the demonstrations throughout the week. He's urging others to continue to show up at these protests.
I am of Navajo tribe, and today we were trying to spread the word and let everyone hear our voices for the Dakota Access Pipeline that was reignited by Donald Trump's presidency, and we do not want that. No one wants that. We are trying to fight for a cause that everyone should be passionate about, because if this were affecting your community, you would be standing out here with your family, with your loved ones, with all your friends, trying to promote this.
After just the second week of the Trump administration, there have been more political protests, demonstrations, and associated events at UC Riverside than there have been in years. In addition, many student resource centers on the UCR campus have created what they call a safe space where various students can share their testimonies and their stories of trying to cope with the issues that generated these protests last week. For KVCR News, I'm Isel Quapio.